गिरिवर धारी। गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरवन चारी, जमुना तीरवन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीर वन चारी, जमुना तीर वन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरवन चारी, जमुना तीरवन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी।
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्तिदांत स्वामी जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बेवरी फाउंडर आचार्य जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रज में वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मई की जय। जमुना मई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। समावेत भक्तवृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे ओ ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज। Glory to Shishi Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो थर्ड चैप्टर नंबर 28 एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 5। मौनम सत् आसन जय स्थैर्यम् प्राणजय शनैः प्रत्याहारः च इन्द्रियाणां विषयात् मनसा हृदि। मौनं सदसासनजयः स्थैर्यप्राणजनः शयैः प्रत्याहारश्चेन्द्रियाणां विषयान् मनसा हृदि। मौनं सदासनजयः स्थैर्यं प्राणजनः शनैः प्रत्याहारश्चेन्द्रियाणां विषयान् मनसारदि। मौनं सदासनजयः स्थैर्यं प्राणजयः शनैः प्रत्याहारश्चेन्द्रियाणां विषयान् मनसारदि। Let's chant. mothers. Maunam, silence. Sat, good. Asana, yogic postures. Jayaha, controlling. Sthairyam, steadiness. Pranajayaha, controlling the vital air. Shanaihi, gradually. Pratyaharaha, withdrawal. Cha and indriyana of the senses, vishayat from the sense objects, manasa with the mind, radhi on the heart. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. These are the instructions of Lord Kapil Dev on devotional service. This subject matter of devotional service and the medium of discussion is the yogic process. These are not two different things. Ultimate aim of yoga is to connect with Lord Krishna. That most of the people in yogic process, they are not aware of it. Neither they have their tradition. But Srila Prabhupada emphasizes Lord Kapil Dev's yoga system has also been approved by Patanjali Yoga. You must have heard Baba Ramdev talking about yoga exercises, and his institution is also called Patanjali Yoga. But there is no name of Krishna there. So you can imagine it's so much misleading these days under the heading of yoga. But this is the origin which is described in revealed scriptures, and conclusive aspect of yoga remains as pure devotional service to Lord Shri Krishna and nobody else. So Kapil Dev is teaching to his own mother Devahuti in the matter of pure devotional service, where all these limbs of Ashtanga Yoga will be also included. So in this translation and purport, we get a very clear aim of Lord Kapil Dev's instructions. One must observe silence, acquire steadiness by practicing different yogic postures, control the breathing of the vital air, withdraw the senses from the sense objects, and thus concentrate the mind on the heart. The yogic practices in general and Hatha Yoga in particular are not ends in themselves. They are means to end of attaining steadiness. First one must be able to sit properly, and then the mind and attention will become steady enough for practicing yoga. Gradually one must control the circulation of vital air, and with such control he will be able to withdraw the senses from sense objects. In the previous verse, it is stated that one must observe celibacy. The most important aspects of the sense control is controlling sex life. That is called brahmacharya. By practicing the different sitting postures and controlling the vital air, one can control and restrain the senses from unrestricted sense enjoyment. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshulmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Swagrijatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanutamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Maunam Sadasana Jayah Sthir Prana Jayah Shanai Pratyaharas Chendriyanam Vishaya Manasaradi One must observe silence, acquire steadiness by practicing different yogic postures, control the breathing of the vital air, withdraw the senses from sense objects and thus concentrate the mind on the heart. It's too difficult to become very concentrated on one particular object unless and until it becomes very dear to us, attached to our own heart, our own liking, our own desire. Lord Shri Krishna, in the material life, has never been our prime object of our attention, so we could concentrate, unless and until we come to know about Him through the medium of bona fide spiritual master. We may like Krishna's postures, we may like, Tribhanga Lalitam, he is also having posture. And all other attractive features of Lord Krishna, we may like it. But it's too difficult for us to make Him sit in our heart, that He becomes the sole object of our attention. It requires so much discipline to go through. This is not easy. To make Him sit. Everybody admits that. At one time, all the jivas who are His part and parcels become eternally separated by the desire, their individual desire. So, they rejected Him. They rebelled against Him. So, how is it possible for a rebelled mind to make Lord Krishna the sole object of his attention. Therefore, it becomes very difficult. And the process is given very methodically, very systematically in details. There are different ways and means to think of him. But these ways are so complicated that one has to master them. In Kali Yuga it is said that we are not qualified for all these things. Getting into methodical or systematically develop Ashtanga Yoga, make every phase of the yoga perfect. It's extremely difficult. There are no qualifications that will ever make us possible by our physical exercise. Yet, because the heart is the innermost core of our being, we have to try to come out from the grossest level to the subtlest level and go to the deepest core of our being. That is called attention or meditation. So, the system which has been developed in Ashtanga Yoga, Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana and Samadhi, all these eightfold steps, they are so perfectly arranged one after another in a progressive way that unless and until we become completely perfect in each and every step, it will be too difficult to contemplate. That is dhyana. But Kapila Dev is telling that yes, this is important, but it should come in devotional service. Otherwise, mam ekam sharanam vraja, ekam means soul reposing attention on the one and one only, that is Lord Shri Krishna. How is it possible? It will never be possible unless we may perfect. And in Kali Yuga, the perfection doesn't come easily, even though easiest method is given. Because all these phases of yoga will be there. In Srila Prabhupada's japa tape, you can hear a devotee who is not sitting properly, he will say, sit properly. In japa also. But that's a reminder that do not become lethargic, otherwise your attention will be deviated. For all this process, the faults are so much in this Kali Yuga to perform. So many faults are there. Even in the process, that we cannot. The description of the process is perfect. It is anticipated that we become perfect in each and every step and go further. But Kali Yuga is such a short duration. And within Kali Yuga, our lives are also very short. And chanting of the holy name, we may not give any importance, even though all the shastras are saying. So what to speak of going through yogic exercises? Chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra itself is a perfect yoga. It's a perfect yajna. Yajnanam japa yajnosmi. Krishna is so much kind, so much benevolent, that he himself becomes the embodiment of this process. But it's never said that he is in yama, niyama, asana. It's only up to controlling the mind. It's only up to controlling the mind. But the three aspects which are further, dharana, dhyana and samadhi. Dharana means conception. And what fosters all these steps? The maunam. Maunam means gravity or silence. It doesn't mean no communication. Internal communication requires external silence. That's one thing. But this Mayavadis and others also do the practice of maunam. And they think that they are very grave in speaking. So many practices that they carve out certain time during their daily sadhana, a period to go in a reclusion, maunam. I am not available during this time. Alright? But real maunam, Srila Prabhupada said, if you talk about Lord Sri Krishna, communicate. That is maunam itself. Because the subject matter is very grave. And it is understood in execution of a pure devotee. So, otherwise, gramya katha na sunibe na karibe. The talks, the worldly talks, we are supposed to refrain, not to talk, not to hear even. So, that is real disturbance. If we refrain from talking of or contemplating of any material objects, that breaks the real maunam. So what is supplement? It is chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, because it's not only japa, it is the complete formation of the devotional service where you will be able to engage all the five senses in positive way of thinking of Lord Krishna. Because ultimate aim of going through the Ashtanga Yoga system is to come to the conception of Lord Sri Krishna. Then you meditate on Krishna Himself. So you will ultimately aim to samadhi or the tranquility, equanimity position. That all spiritual equality is attained in samadhi. There is no difference between a person who is performing the devotional service. And Krishna Himself is never remains aloof from Him. He is immediately exposed. So there is a harmony between the Lord and the devotee. So the process is perfect by chanting. Chanting alone. In Kali Yuga, who has totally reposed his faith only on chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Very few. But Haridas Thakur said, the holy name alone is qualifying us. Not Ashtanga Yoga, not this yoga, that yoga. But this yoga is only an aid to foster the proper discipline, which is external. But internal discipline comes from the direct connection with Lord Sri Krishna through His holy name. Because holy name and Krishna are identical. But regardless, as far as our physical body is concerned, we have to keep it in tune with this yogic process. For the soul who is given a chance to get direct connection with Lord Sri Krishna through the bona fide spiritual master, in disciplic succession. So it is our humble duty to expose to Hare Krishna Mahamantra first. But then other requisite disciplines have to be, you know, encouraged. So it will never be out of place to discuss the topic of this yoga ladders. The steps are also meant to proper understanding. And we can employ it while chanting very attentively. These are essential things. That if we employ these steps while chanting, then our chanting will be thoroughly concentrated on Lord Shri Krishna. So this is called attentive chanting. Otherwise, inattentive chanting breeds so many offenses. So neither we remain physically disciplined nor internally disciplined. That's how the what they call an additional offense or 11th offense, to remain inattentive while chanting is also an offense. So let's try to understand what this physical discipline is about, this the yogic ladder. In chapter number 6, text number 25, these steps are to be gradually perfected, just to employ our intelligence and the commitment done by the intelligence on Sri Krishna. So it is said, shanaihi shanaihi rupat medat buddhaya dhriti grihitaya atma samstham manah kritva na kinchidapi chintayat. Gradually, step by step, one should become situated in trance by means of intelligence sustained in full conviction, and thus the mind should be fixed on the self alone and should think of nothing else. There are two things, conviction and intelligence. Intelligence is a discriminating faculty. It is not the mind. Mind has to be controlled. Because it is uncontrolled, we have to use the intelligence. Therefore, manoshastu parorbuddhe, above the mind is superior the intelligence. And above the intelligence, buddhestu sa eva paraha, the soul is superior to the intelligence. So the guiding principle to make a determined effort is an intelligent act. Intelligence is necessary. Now, intelligence is required, but what is this intelligence? Information is never called intelligence. Those who are in the IT subject matter, intelligence, artificial intelligence, almost virtual effects, but these are all not intelligent. It's only information and permutation and combination of the information. But the intelligence is guiding principle for the benefit and avoiding the loss. So, Krishna gives the definition for that. An intelligent person discriminates between what is eternal and what is temporary. He chooses for eternal. Now, the yogic process is going to link us with our eternal existence, our eternal duty, And the eternal object of our attention is Lord Shri Krishna. So, that is eternality, as subject matter of eternality is a subject for intelligence to discriminate. When we repose our faith, we have to intelligence. It means we cannot take it for blind. In blind acceptance, we cannot make a correct judgment. With faith, blind faith, we will never become so much aware. We are simply doing mechanically. But with intelligence, it has been systematically guided by the bona fide spiritual master in order to make us realize the reality and temporality, the difference between them. So that is called intelligence. For the real, there is no cessation, and for the unreal, there is no endurance. This is the definition. So the idea is that we have to get the information about the intelligence through the bona fide spiritual master, that this is called Sat, that is called Asat. So always we have to expect, look around and find out where is Sat. And that is in connection with Lord Shri Krishna. Because Sat Ekam. And it has many, many aspects. So Vipra Bahudha Vadanti. Therefore, the learned people talk in many, many tongues, many, many aspects. Krishna is like a pure diamond with perfect faces. His facets are perfect. So there are many, many facets, but diamond is one. So here we have to say that these aspects of buddhya dhriti grihitaya, the conviction will come with that intelligence acceptance. And then we can repose our attention on Lord Shri Krishna. It is very, very attractive to read Krishna Leela. But how are we going to accept it? How are we convicted? That will be seen. If we are convicted only materially, then how we like it, but we are not getting anywhere. We are not devotees in that sense. A devotee is an intelligent person who discriminates between what is favorable to Lord Shri Krishna and serves Him voluntarily, knowing, fully convicted, knowing that He is all in all. Vasudevam sarvamiti. So, that aspect, so buddhi or intelligence is different from dhriti, which is called conviction. So here, the same level is being achieved through this Kapil Dev's systematic, you know, Ashtanga Yoga descriptions. There are other aspects also, the aspects of Maunam, then Sthairyam, Pratyahar, everything are these steps which come under the development of our dhriti, our conviction. In the 17th chapter also, they have been nicely described that there are three kinds of austerities, because a living entity expresses himself through mind, words and actions. So all these three levels are supposed to be trained up, disciplined in austere process. So Krishna is telling that manah prasad സൗമ്യത്വം മൗനം ആത്മനിഗ്രഹ ഭാവസംശുദ്ധിർ യത്യത്തപ്പോ മാനസം ഉച്യതേ. And satisfaction, simplicity, gravity, self-control and purification of one's existence are the austerities of the mind. A mind has to practice austerity, but what are the subject matters it can only dwell? Satisfaction, mind should be satisfied. Mind should be simple, not complicated. A political mind can never be satisfied. Can never satisfy anybody. It is complicated. Gravity. Mind has to be trained up to control, to stop functioning uselessly. Because we have to concentrate on subject matter of the absolute truth, Lord Sri Krishna. We can't afford the mind to waste its time. Then, self-control and purification of one's existence, that he has to think purely. He can't think of or contemplate on the subject matters of sense gratification. So, Srila Prabhupada is writing the purport, to make the mind austere is to detach it from the sense gratification. It should also be trained that it can be always thinking of doing good for others. The best training for the mind is gravity in thought. One should not deviate from Krishna consciousness and one must avoid sense gratification. To purify one's nature is to become Krishna conscious. Satisfaction of the mind can be obtained only by taking the mind away from the thoughts of sense enjoyment. The more we think of sense enjoyment, the more the mind becomes dissatisfied. In the present age, we are unnecessarily engaging the mind in so many different ways for sense gratification, and so there is no possibility for minds to become satisfied. The best course is to divert the mind to the Vedic literature, which is full of satisfying stories, as in the Puranas and Mahabharata. One can take advantage of this knowledge and thus becomes purified. The mind should be devoid of duplicity and one should think of the welfare of all. Silence means that one is always thinking of self-realization. The person in Krishna consciousness observes perfect silence in this sense. Control of the mind means detaching the mind from sense enjoyment. One should be straightforward in his dealings and thereby purify his existence. A political dealing can never purify oneself. Period. All these qualities together constitute austerity in the mental activity. So similarly, there are activities of speech. Similarly, there are austerities for the body. So these three constitutes austerity in totality. Mind, words and activities. So, three kinds of austerities of mind, words and activities. This threefold austerity performed with transcendental faith by men, not expecting material benefits but engaged only for the sake of the Supreme, is called the austerity in mode of goodness. Because all this process of physical, mental and verbal activity, they are physical. So therefore, they are ultimately controlled by material mode of goodness. But it is required. Can you imagine Brahma has to do the austerity even though he is the incarnation of mode of passion? But he has to practice. Sattvavalambi parasattvam vishuddha sattvam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. These austerities are purifying. it brings us to the mode of goodness. So we can contemplate on the mode of transcendence. And the source of transcendence is pure transcendental form of Lord Shri Krishna. Vishuddha Sattva. So these are the gradations we have to do. But if we perform pure devotional service, Anya Vilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadana Vrutam Anukulyena Krishnanushilam Bhaktir Uttama. This is the most conclusive aspect of contemplation, dharana, then dhyan, meditation, and samadhi. Rupa Goswami gave us the direct access to such an exalted state of pure devotional service. Anya Bhilashita Shunyam. We should never have any inclination for sense gratification, abhilasha, or hope. Everything is hopeless because no hope is being fulfilled. Even the Krishna is giving all opportunity. He is fulfilling everyone's desire. He gives us all opportunity, but in Kali Yuga, it's all false. So nothing can be accomplished in its perfect way. So anya bilashita shunyam. Why should we aspire for faulty hope? Better give it up. Jnana karmadana avrutam. What is the knowledge of so-called information? That is not the knowledge. What is the use to get into the so-called complicated technologies? It makes our mind complicated. Why should we work so hard like donkeys? Just live simple. Get satisfied with whatever we get. Bhagavatam tells, aren't there clothes lying on the road? People throw away and garbage. Just wear it. Live simple. But what it means that we have to minimize our necessities. That is austerity. Minimize the necessities. I've been wearing two sweaters and this and that. I think it is minimal, isn't it? Everybody has their standard of minimizing. But what it is meant that as soon as we become simplified in our mind, actions and activity, the body, then we can think of higher nature. We have ample vacancy for Krishna to come in. So in this way we can understand that maunam, especially here it is highly stressed that it's the gravity. When we become sincere, sober, our gravity is also been exposed. But artificial cultivation of refraining from talking about Krishna. I don't want to talk right now because I am having a vow of silence. I cannot talk about Krishna. So these are artificial practices. It can immediately turn. Because if a person is concentrating upon his own glory, upon his stature external, but he is not communicating internally with Lord Shri Krishna, how is it going to be maunam? How is it going to be vow of silence? Prabhupada said at some time, there are so many thoughts striking against each other within the mind. So artificial cultivation of silence is not needed. While Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jare dekha tare kaha Krishna upadesh, amare agya guru hana tare idesh. Whenever you see or meet a person, just start talking about Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, that is the perfect maunam. Talking is maunam. Yes. Arjuna even asked about a question that a person who is in perfect samadhi, how does he act and how does he walk? Stita pragyasa kya bhasha samadhistasya keshava stita dhim kim prabhasesha kim asit vrajeta kim. Stita dhi sthira sthairyam. If you are sitting at one place, it's called sthira. Then what about the mind? Mind is asthira. Therefore, don't think that you have to simply sit down and chant Hare Krishna. You can. If your mind is on Krishna, you can walk and chant Hare Krishna. If your attention is in devotional service, then you can do anything. If our attention is on devotional service, then whatever we do, whatever we eat, whatever we do the austerity for, whatever we give in charity, it becomes devotional service and Krishna accepts these offerings. Many a times we see in the house when devotees want to offer, oh, the time is going, Krishna, eat fast, you know, take it away in 2 minutes, you know. No, that is not devotional service. Thairyam, very steady, give him time. Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam. All these processes of all the desires that we have to fulfill, Lord Shri Krishna's desires, that He is asking us, Yat karoshi yadashnashi, Yat juhushi dadasyat, Yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurusha madarpana. But it should be done in a proper way. So, the process of giving is also fulfilled and your tapa, austerity, your everything is fulfilled. Devotional service is the perfection of all different yoga processes. It culminates in devotional service. Therefore, Lord Shri Krishna told Arjuna, Yoginam api sarvesham madgatyanantaratmana shraddhavan bhajate mam same yuktatamamata. Out of all different kinds of yogis, the one who is abiding in me, in my total attention, is the best of all yogis. That is Krishna's opinion. So, anukulyena. If we accept Krishna's opinion, then it becomes very favorable to Lord Krishna. So in this way, we can concentrate on the attention. That is called dhyana. And Ashtanga Yoga also reposes. What are we going to contemplate? Otherwise, Mayavadis, impersonalists, who also utilize the same process, but there are a lot of siddhis coming in between the material perfections and they get trapped into them. Because they do not have the ultimate repose of all objects is Lord Shri Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada gave us the perfect process, and the whole world is being benefited. So, we are eternally obliged to Him. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any question or comments? Yes. Take the microphone, please.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, for a nice presentation. Maharaj, you told there are two things, intelligence and conviction. So, can you just tell about how to strengthen the intelligence so that it can discriminate the right and wrong?
If you compare mind's activity and intelligence activity, there will be fundamental difference. Sankalpa vikalpa is the function of the mind, means accepting and rejecting. But acceptance of what? Acceptance of the perception through the material senses is locked up in the mind. So mind accepts the good perceptions, wants to reject the bad perceptions. Oh, I like pizza. Oh, I like this. I like that. These are material perceptions. But the intelligence said, don't eat pizza unless and it is offered to Lord Shri Krishna. Pizza is not a pizza. Pizza has to become prasad. So, intelligence is trying to interject something superior than acceptance and rejection. That is, if it is in connection with Krishna, if it is the mercy. And intelligence is always looking for mercy, not the matter. Because it's sat. So intelligence has to be sharp all the time. Na sato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate asat. For the mercy which is permanent, which is eternal, it is ever there because I am a soul eternal in nature. Therefore, that is my subject matter. So, I should repose on the thing of eternal nature, not material nature. Material nature, only as long as the body and me can stay together, not otherwise. So, therefore, automatic sense control will come. If intelligence is properly utilized, automatically in devotional service, the sense control is there. We do not utilize this intelligence, Krishna conscious intelligence. Krishna consciousness means the intelligence. Kapil Dev in previous chapter also asserted a devotee who has not cultivated the intelligence is neophyte devotee. We have to develop this practical application by realization. So, intelligence will help to realize. Otherwise, it is said, Bahu janma yadi kare shravana kirtana tabutana paya krishna pade premadhana. However, we keep on chanting, doing all this, you know, many, many lives. But then, what makes failure in obtaining Krishna Premadhana. Because we have lukewarm situation, we are not utilizing intelligence yet, we are on a mental platform, we are in a neophyte state, we are this way, we are that way, avoiding all the opportunities of devotional progress. But the guideline is there, Krishna's words are there and demanding, think is this way. Let me find out that same verse. Kapil Dev was choking. One's seeing power should be increased through the knowledge of spirit and matter, and one should not unnecessarily identify himself with the body and thus become attracted by the bodily relationships. There the intelligence has to be utilized. This devotional service has to be performed strongly in perfect knowledge and with transcendental vision. One must be strongly renounced and must engage in austerity and perform maistic yoga in order to be firmly fixed in self-absorption. It's not a blind process. One who simply cultivates faith but doesn't make it nishtha, confirmed faith, convicted faith, then the devotional progress will never be realized. So Rupa Goswami has given us in a very, very systematical, the conclusive aspects, so we do not have to go so much deep down in the methods of Ashtanga Yoga. We don't have that kind of time. We should immediately utilize the instructions of Rupa Goswami and try to think. If for preaching purposes we may study different shastra and we'll come to the same conclusion that he has. And Kapil Dev especially is reiterating here, re-establishing the same fact from the very beginning. Actually, he is the origin. He is the origin. And Rupa Goswami is conclusive of that. So these distinct functionalities are there for the mind and the intelligence. We have to know very systematically. Any other question or comments? Jai Jagat Krishna Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, oh Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, oh Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ramu Ramu, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Ramo, Hare Ramo, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Ramo Ramo Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.